Well, earlier today, President Trump opened his first full week as president with a meeting in the White House with business leaders. Trump told them there will be advantages to companies that make their products here in the U.S. and a substantial border tax on companies that move outside the U.S. and try to sell their products back in. The president also fulfilled a campaign promise by signing an executive order to withdraw the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations. So, with the TPP dead, agricultural exporters in the Pacific Northwest, who were hoping the trade deal would go through, are asking, now what? Anna King from the Northwest News Network spoke with beef producers and hay farmers in Washington State.
In Toppenish, Washington, in rural central Washington State, hundreds of people work at a large beef packing plant. They wield large metal hooks and knives. Conveyor belts move cuts of beef along. They process about 400,000 head every year here. Right now, each carcass is worth more than $1,400. $325 comes from cow parts you've likely not seen on the menu at your local diner.
Items like tongues, intestine, large and small, hanging tenders, outside skirts, tunic tissue. All those type of items have a much greater demand overseas than they do in the U.S.
That's Jay Tyler. He's the spokesman for Boise, Idaho-based AgriBeef. He says on average, their American cattle will land in 15 different countries, mostly in Asia. Tyler was hoping that the TPP, or Trans-Pacific Partnership, would be pushed through under the Obama administration. Right now, U.S. beef exports to Japan face a nearly 39% tariff. The TPP would have lowered that and made U.S. beef more competitive with countries like Australia. But when both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump started speaking against the TPP,
it was a real blow to realize the amount of time that had been invested in this, and for not just our industry, but many industries, particularly ag industries, that are so dependent on exports, that this was going to be not part of the future for our trade.
Now Tyler is hoping that at least an agreement between the U.S. and Japan can be salvaged. Just 50 miles north up I-82 in a town known for rodeo, workers at Anderson Hay in Ellensburg pack fluffy straw into super-pressed bales. A fog of green dust fills the building, smelling of sweet summertime, even though it's freezing and snowy outside. The finished stacks are tightly wrapped in plastic for shipment overseas. Anderson is one of the largest hay exporting companies in the world, and CEO Mark Anderson says, as he understood the latest version, the TPP wouldn't have helped him at all.
Would actually have had a huge negative impact on the Japan dairy industry. One of our biggest customers in the hay business is the Japan dairy industry.
Turns out Japanese tariffs on fresh milk and dairy products from the U.S. and other countries protect small-scale Japanese dairies. If those tariffs had been eased by the TPP, some Japanese dairy farmers might have gone out of business, killing Anderson's customer base. The company grew under Obama. Despite that growth, owner Mark Anderson is optimistic about the next 4 years under Trump. He knows what he wants out of his next presidential administration.
The two places we will see a bottom-line financial impact to our company will be the immigration reform, being dealt with once and for all, and the tax code system being dealt with once and for all.
Lower taxes and the ability to hire foreign labor. Both the hay and beef plants have hundreds of workers, and they say they need more. They're worried about the wall Trump campaigned on, the one that he said Mexico would pay for. So they're waiting to see what the Trump administration will bring. For Here and Now, I'm Anna King, reporting from Ellensburg, Washington.